This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of 2018. I am talking no other than Wrap Technologies, Inc. What they are, they're a technology company they have an innovative product for police officers. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol WRTC. And with us today to bring us up to speed and talk more about his company is the CEO and director of it, Mr. Dave Norris. Dave, welcome back to the show.
I feel welcome. Thank you.
You know, BolaWrap 100, why is this such a good option for police officers to use when dealing with non-compliant or even mentally ill subjects?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we hit this a little bit in the last show, yet I do think we've made a lot of progress since then. But in the simplest terms, it's really twofold. It's the community is looking for different responses to resistance by police officers. When I say community, I really mean taxpayers and voters. And then it's also a cost question. You know, when a police officer arrests somebody who's suffering from a mental crisis, it costs twice as much to be able to treat that individual in a jail setting. And if usually response to resistance is the most costly part of a police officer's duties, when you look at medical costs for either citizens or the officers, incarceration costs, prosecution costs, litigation costs, civil costs, the cost of the insurance companies, it's extremely expensive. So between the demands of the community and the trust the community is building in their law enforcement and the cost, the actual cost of response to resistance, is why we developed BolaWrap.
You know, this is not a taser product. What it is exactly, it shoots out an entanglement, a range about 15 to 25 feet, and it subsumes or subsides the person that wraps them up. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, it's exactly correct. The our president, actually, Tom Smith, was the co-founder of Taser. And at the time, Taser was a great option. And it actually is still a great tool for high levels of response to resistance. But at lower levels, especially for people that are in mental crisis, which is about one out of every four arrests, putting 50,000 volts into somebody's body that maybe is suffering from dementia or autism is just not helpful for that individual. This is more like remote handcuffs. So, and many officers, when they carry this, are actually looking to replace one of their two sets of handcuffs with this. You can deploy it at 10 to 25 feet away and wrap someone's legs or wrap someone's arms, or you could wrap both. And that way it essentially immobilizes them to create a safe space between the officer and the citizen so they can have a conversation and effectively de-escalate. You also don't hold it like a traditional weapon. So the what you see on television with somebody, you know, holding a gun or a taser yelling, you know, show me your hands, show me your hands. This is held very low. It's very non-threatening. And the whole purpose of this device is to de-escalate a situation rather than escalate it.
Dave, last time you were on the show, you guys had very little in revenues. You were still kind of like an R&D, but your product was coming out. That being said, now you've got tons of literature across the states. You've got 1,300 domestic requests. You're looking into internationally out there in Australia. That being said, how is your infrastructure built for a high demand for manufacturing and sales that's coming on board faster than you can shake a leg at?
We've been very fortunate, I'll say that for sure. This is the first time, and I've run, if you look at my background, a number of different companies, and the first time we actually saw an issue, a problem, and then developed a product to specifically address it. You know, last year when we talked, I think it was November, we were talking a lot about how we were just building a brand and building trust between ourselves and law enforcement. They needed to know they were partnering with a company that it was ready for a marathon, not a sprint, that could stand behind the product. And now we've gained that credibility. The press that we've gotten has been unprecedented. I used to run LendingTree, and we would spend a considerable amount of money a month trying to get the kind of press that we get just organically from this product. This year, we launched the upgraded version of the product. It has a better safety switch, a line laser to make it easier to aim, changed colors of the product so it looks more non-lethal. And then we built our manufacturing facility that has the capability now to build about 23,400 devices a year using two shifts and around 140,000 cartridges a year using two shifts. And our sales this year are increasing literally daily. Also, since the last time we spoke, I believe today we have about $21 million in cash in the bank, as well as a couple thousand devices of raw material and inventory, so we're prepared for this growing market. We think that adding distributors in the U.S. and international is the right answer for us, since law enforcement requires very hands-on sales support, and that way we don't have to invest in a fixed cost infrastructure. It's a variable cost through distribution, and most of these distributors already sell to police departments, have those relationships and those support structures in place. So we think we're off and running.
The BolaWrap 100, I have a couple questions for it. One, what is its price point? And two, once it's discharged, can you refill it or is it a throwaway product?
Two great questions. The MSRP of the product itself, what we call the wrap device, is $1,300. Each cartridge is $35. And then each cartridge that is used in the field by law enforcement is not reusable, because that cartridge, when they empty it, will usually be used in a court case. We also have training cartridges, and we'll give a credit for $5 for each one they return, and then we'll refill those. So when an officer deploys the device, it takes about 5 seconds to release the cartridge and add a new cartridge if they want to do a second deployment.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you guys got sales now and you've got a lot of requests coming in wanting to know about your product, can you give us any kind of forecast in the third and fourth quarter? Where do we go from here?
And so I'd say, if you go to wraptechnologies.com on our website there, we have an investor page, and in that investor page is an investor deck people can look at. We haven't given forecast yet, but we have shown after Taser's 9th or 10th year of business, when they really started selling product and ramping up, we showed what that was the first year, which was about $466,000 in sales. We showed that in the second, third, and fourth years. And those are our internal targets that we're trying to hit, and I can assure you we will surpass our first year this year.
My guest today has been Dave Norris. He's the CEO and director of Wrap Technologies, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol WRTC. Dave, before I let you go, what do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
It's obviously, I'm hoping they see this as a great investment opportunity, but even more than that, it's a chance to have ownership in a company that's actually making the relationships between police and their communities better. It's a chance to make an important impact. I can also tell you that the Wrap team, I've never worked with a more qualified team. And often when you look at an investment, you look at the leadership. We have a leadership, if you go to our webpage, that's bar none, is as good as I've ever worked with any place I've ever been.
As for my investors, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of an innovator, a modern police solutions, look no further than Wrap Technologies. Again, their ticker symbol is WRTC. Find them on the NASDAQ. You've been listening to the CEO and director of the company, Dave Norris. Dave, thank you so much for coming by and sharing your story with us here at Stock Day Media. I greatly appreciate it, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, and I hope we talk again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.